episode of Superhumanistic, where we talk about all things health and wellness related. Last week, my husband, David, talked about bone broth. Seems like you guys are loving that episode. He did a solo one. I guess I'm recognizing I need to do a better job. But this week, we are going to have a special episode. With the holidays around the season, a lot of our family members have been around for the holiday season. So this week we are going to do a question and answer episode, all health related and related towards children. So if you have any children, teens, or younger at home, you'll want to tune in to this episode as it is a special question and answer episode with none other than my nephews. So today we're going to have Chase. Say hi, Chase.
Hi.
Aiden joining us.
Hi.
And last but not least, my nephew, Bentley, joining us.
Hi.
So they are around since it's the holiday season, and they had asked if they could join this episode, and that we were trying to think what to do it on, and we decided to do like health related questions for kids. So if you don't know already, I am Jessica, my husband David, and I do our podcast Superhumanistic, where we talk about all things health and wellness. We've been doing lots of episodes to keep us healthy. My nephews watch as well and have been learning lots on how to be healthy, and thought it would be fun to share how to help other children be healthy as well. So I'm just going to ask a couple of questions to them. They'll answer, and that'll be our episode. So the first question, boys, is like, what does it mean to you guys to be healthy?
It means to be like, you have to like eat a lot of food and make sure you eat good food, not bad food.
Okay, so I mean, what is that? Like, what are good foods?
Like bananas, strawberries, oranges,
fruits,
and apples.
Yeah.
Okay. Vegetables.
Vegetables.
And drink water and just do a lot of stuff that helps you out.
You gotta work out.
Working out too. Yeah. You guys work out a lot?
Yeah.
That's
why I'm strong.
Yeah, you guys are strong. Got some big muscles. Love it. Guys, I can tell I've been working out. That's awesome. So what are like some of those healthy foods? I know you said some fruits that you like to eat. What are other healthy foods?
Carrots, celery, avocado.
Ooh, yeah, avocado is very healthy fat, so that's good. Also good oil.
Apples.
Sure. That's good fiber too.
Yeah.
Do you guys eat like rice? Because rice is a good fiber for you.
We actually eat cheesy rice.
Ooh, cheesy rice. You add some flavor to it. Yeah. That's good. What about pasta?
Yeah.
Pasta's also good. Helps with the carbs so that you can work out and have a better workout.
Meat, prime rib, and meat.
Okay, so protein. You guys are eating. That's good.
Green beans.
Green beans, that's awesome too. So yeah, protein. So you, remember, you always want on your plate some sort of protein. So that could be the meats and then your vegetables. So you guys said collard greens, green beans, so many different vegetables, fruits in the morning. Do you eat breakfast or do you skip breakfast?
Sometimes I eat breakfast.
Yeah.
But I'm a really huge lunch and dinner.
Yeah, lunch and dinner.
Kind of none.
None?
Yeah.
Just whenever I feel hungry, I eat?
Yeah, that's when I start eating once I'm hungry.
So you have more of the intuitive eating where I feel hungry, so then I'm going to eat. That's a good, I think a lot of kids do that too, especially, I don't know, all you parents out there as well probably know that you are asked to cook so many different meals, and if they don't like it, it's like, oh, well, too bad. You're going to eat what's on your plate right now. Where others maybe are cooking multiple meals. And I know I had to cook for breakfast pancakes, but then also someone wanted bacon and eggs and another wanted something different. So you're always trying to find ways to make your meals kid-friendly, make them fun. So we'll have some ideas here. What? Why is it important to drink water?
It keeps you hydrated.
Yeah. Keeps you hydrated?
Mm-hmm. And also, you need water because sometimes you get thirsty and you might not have any water, so you need to drink it a lot.
And it's healthy for you.
Yeah, it is very healthy for you, right? I'm gonna try to stay away from those sodas. I know you guys like to drink soda. Not saying you can't ever have soda, but try to keep it to a minimum, right? Sugar drinks should be to a minimum. Gatorade's a good one. You guys drink Gatorade, I know. But water, try to stick to water. Water does help you feel better too.
Yeah.
And it keeps you hydrated, like you said. Good. How much sleep? So sleep, right? Sleep is so important for kids.
You should get like 8 to 9 hours of sleep.
8 to 9 hours of sleep?
I was saying 12 hours of sleep.
12 hours of sleep. You like to sleep. That's good.
8 to 9.
Yeah. Teens should actually get probably a little more than 8 to 9, but that's a good number that you guys are getting. So good job. What are some things that make you feel happy and healthy?
Not being sick. Sports.
And not being sick. Sports. Yeah. Sports. Good. What kind of sports do you like to play?
Football.
Football's your favorite.
I like playing soccer.
Soccer. Maybe, yeah.
Sometimes basketball, but mostly football.
Mostly football. Sometimes basketball. Yeah. And you guys like to watch a lot of sports too. Does that make you happy?
Yes.
The guys go for a team. I always see them watching the game, or they'll watch it with me, and we get so excited when our team is winning. Or if there's just really good plays, so they get excited for that. That makes them happy. Exercising, what sort of exercises do you guys do?
So I do the downward dog.
Okay, so yoga, nice, that's good.
Push-ups.
Some push-ups, how many push-ups can you do?
I don't know.
I can do 10.
10, oh my gosh.
Stretch in the morning, every night, day before I wake up from my
And then curls.
That's good. Ooh, you do some curls, even at home?
Yeah.
You have some weights at home?
Yeah. No, we actually have homemade weights.
What do you use? Yeah.
We use brakes in this metal pool.
Oh, perfect. Yeah.
I made it.
Yeah.
Just see? Sorry. Is it okay if I ask a question for them at the end of the video?
Yeah. So that's awesome too. I know a lot of children and adults were very creative. Planks are really good too. Yesterday we all had decided we're gonna do a push-up challenge, so we saw how many different ways we could do push-ups.
And then we did a plank challenge, and I somehow won. I did 2 minutes and something, and then my older brother, he did 2 minutes and 7 seconds, and I beat him.
Yep, so we try to find ways that we can make it competitive for kids as well. That way they're having fun, and a lot of times they don't even know that they're working out, and they make it fun really for me and get me more motivated to work out. So with it being New Year's, maybe set that as a family challenge, doing different workout challenges together, see who can beat the best family member, right, out there. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I think that's all we have today for this episode of Superhumanistic. I know Chase wanted to end with a question for you guys out there. So if you could respond, comment on our video, make sure to follow us on our Instagram, TikTok.
Oh, by the way, tell them where we're from.
Oh, you guys can share where you're from.
Well, we're from South Carolina.
Yeah, you guys are visiting from South Carolina.
But we live here. Well, we used to live here, but we've been moved out of South Carolina for about a year now.
Yeah.
Almost 2 years.
Crazy. All right, so follow us. Hit the like button on this video. Make sure to follow us on all of our social media as well. DM us if you have questions, health related, or if you would like a free consultation. We are offering that as well, especially with the new year. If you need help setting goals for your health, please message us and we can set up a time to do a video chat or meet with you, whatever works best for you guys. All right, Chase, what question do you have for the viewers?
So who's better, Messi or Ronaldo?
Oh, all right.
I choose
Ronaldo.
All right, there we go. Last question of the day. All right, we look forward to hearing from you guys soon. Bye.